Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Well, good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? James was clearly sick and tired of people who thought that having faith was all that mattered. Here he launches a full-scale attack on that point of view by pointing out that even the demons believe in God. Their belief is so strong that it makes them terrified. We also see this illustrated by Jesus. Soon after his ministry began, he went to the synagogue in Capernaum. A man with an evil spirit cried out, "Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Mere belief in God is absolutely no proof at all that a person is a follower of Christ. They might be the exact opposite, as in this case. James believed that faith was crucial, but if it didn't lead to action, it was completely useless. He pointed to two very contrasting characters to make his point. Firstly, he reminded his readers of Abraham, the father of faith and of the Jewish nation. Abraham was called God's friend and was clearly a man of faith. The proof of this was his willingness to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Mercifully, he didn't have to make that awful sacrifice, but he needed to be willing, and he was. Secondly, James referred to Rahab. This is really interesting because she was a prostitute. She couldn't have been more different from Abraham. But they had one thing in common. They had faith on which they acted. In Rahab's case, she bravely hid the Israelite men who were sent to spy out the promised land. James didn't reflect on her profession or the way in which she deliberately misled the messengers of the king of Jericho who were pursuing the spies. The point was, she had faith and she acted. That's what mattered. Never underestimate the importance of faith. It's absolutely vital. But it isn't worth having unless it leads to action. As we go into today, it's a good opportunity to ask this question. What will my faith in Christ lead me to do today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, please help us to turn our faith into loving action today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.